We're on the congressional corner with my absolute favorite, Richard Neal, my congressman, Massachusetts 1st District. He's been in office since 1989, and he is now the head of one of the most powerful committees in the United States Congress. He is responsible for the major legislation that we are seeing come before us, and that success is due, Richie, in large part to you and your authorship of all that legislation. Can you tell us a little bit about those bills?
Well, I think that I subscribe fully to what we call the regular order, and that means that we spent months modeling these issues, meaning that we tried to take the temperature of members of the caucus as to what they would be willing to support. And on the infrastructure bill, we certainly included Republican input on it. On this Build Back Better proposal, there was less interest on the Republican side for any sort of even elementary cooperation. But I subscribe to that idea that before this legislation came to the floor, I had spent at least 3 months with members of the Democratic caucus, Republican caucus, Speaker and Chuck Schumer, and Speaker Pelosi in her office, where we drafted the parameters of the bill. And I know that the challenge in this age, when everything is so fast and conflict is so rampant and amplified by social media, that it's very difficult sometimes to emphasize the role that process plays in legislative life. But we adhered to those strictures, stayed with it, and I think we passed an extraordinary piece of legislation on the physical side of infrastructure, and just as importantly, on the social side of infrastructure. When I think the magnifying glass of critical analysis is placed upon these pieces of legislation, they're going to look pretty good.
As I mentioned, you are my congressman, 1st District. Great Barrington has a couple of bridges out. Will those get rebuilt now?
Yes, and there's no reason not to. I think that there is $1.2 trillion of public expenditure that's coming. A reminder that that money overwhelmingly will go through governor's offices across the country, and they will allocate it through the departments of transportation. But there also will be competitive grants that will come from the Department of Transportation at the national level as well. So I think that I'm going to push hard for what I call regional equity, and understanding that what happened to us in western and central Massachusetts many years ago because of the Big Dig with the cost overruns. Remember, the Big Dig in principle spent $16 billion and then another $6 billion in interest for $22 billion. Now, it was an extraordinary accomplishment. That's not in dispute. However, there's a big state out there besides the Boston metropolitan region. And I think that while we have, for example, some needs in western and central Massachusetts, that we also need to make sure that Governor Baker is in full accord with us, and I think that could be accomplished. So the $66 billion that is allocated directly to Amtrak should mean that if there was ever an opportunity to do east-west rail, this is it. So those bridges, they are going to be priorities. I think the number of bridges across the country that are in disrepair, it's always disheartening for me if you are driving along on a highway and you see the netting underneath some of our federal highways, you know that it's long been neglect. So this is an extraordinary opportunity, and I think that we're up to it.
We have very important congressional elections coming up. There are many pundits who are saying the Republicans have got it, they're going to win, and they're going to take the Congress. What are the implications?
Well, I think the implications, first of all, is the reminder that that's not certain by any stretch of the imagination. But secondly, I think that the influence of Donald Trump on the Republican Party might be helpful in a primary election. I don't think it's going to be helpful in a general election. And I think that this continued suggestion from the former president that the election was rigged and that he really won means that now Republican candidates across the country are running for Congress based upon seeking his endorsement and then saying, well, the election was rigged. The problem with that is that it might well appeal to the base of the Republican Party right now in some circles, but it will be offensive to suburban independent voters who overwhelmingly will drive the November elections. They're the group that's up for grabs now everywhere across the country. And I think that the Republicans, and far be it for me to give them advice, but I can tell you, I think they're likely to nominate an awful lot of fringe candidates across the country that will have trouble winning a general election.
Richie Neal, you're welcoming the renomination of Fed Chair Jerome Powell by President Biden, which Senator Warren opposes. How come?
Well, I'm for helping Joe Biden, that's for sure, and supporting Joe Biden on this nomination. I also have interacted with Jay Powell at the Fed, and I think that he's done a pretty good job of balancing a lot of inflationary pressures coupled with something that we have yet to defy, and that's the law of supply and demand. And my guess is that the president thought that stability and continuity for his administration was at stake here, so I am supporting Joe Biden's nomination.
Richie Neal, how hard do you have to work? I know that's a rather stupid question, but I know that Ways and Means, this huge area that wrote these important bills and everything, have taken up so much of your time. Are you exhausted?
Well, I will tell you that the exhaustion was measured against the satisfaction I felt when that legislation finally made its way to the floor, and being with the president on Monday at the White House to talk to him and then to go outside and have the bill signing, it was worth it. But I was there on the floor, as you know. It was up to me to recognize Kevin McCarthy. And
who spoke for 8 hours, right?
He spoke for 8 hours, and the rumor was that he was going to speak for 1 hour. And just about, I would say 12:30 or a quarter of one, Speaker Pelosi came to the floor because she was going to finish the debate for us. And she said, "What do you think about just coming back at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning?" I said, "Great idea. We just have to make sure that we have somebody in the chair and somebody on the floor to object if we need to." So part of it was parliamentary legerdemain, and the other part of it was political savvy. But he might have spoken for 8.5 hours. It did not change the result of that vote at 8 o'clock the next morning.
But he was really running for speaker, right? I mean,
Exactly. Oh, no, it was very much inside baseball. There's no question about it. And I think part of it was a response to something the former White House chief of staff had said on a podcast just a few days before, when he suggested that Donald Trump, if the Republicans won the House, should be the Speaker of the House, because the Constitution does not require a member of Congress to be Speaker of the House. And I think that that probably alarmed Kevin McCarthy to the point where he figured he had to nail down his own caucus. It, by the way, will be very tenuous given his caucus. And I think he knows that. He is not a slam dunk by any stretch of the imagination if they were to prevail.
That's Kevin McCarthy is not a slam dunk.
That's Kevin McCarthy is not a slam dunk.
Richie Neal, it's just a wonderful opportunity to talk to a guy who is sitting up there in Washington doing this incredibly important work and having to balance all the pieces. I have one fast question. Nancy Pelosi, can you convince her to stay?
Well, she has, you talk about an individual who has this extraordinary staying power. I think there are only 7 speakers of the House in American history that reverted to the minority only to come back and return to the speakership. So I think that her resilience, which is an inspiration for those of us in the Democratic caucus in the House, coupled with her political skill, is remarkable.
Always wonderful to have you with us, Richie, and we thank you so much because we know how busy you are. Thanks again.
Thank you, Alan.